This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Chicago, the Catholic Archdiocese has many financial problems and fewer students in some of its schools. So it plans to close 23 of them in the city and suburbs. But there are kids in these schools, more than 4,000, many in poor and minority neighborhoods. As NPR's David Shaper reports, their parents are angry and wondering what other options they have.
It's just about noon at St. Helena of the Cross School, and the kindergarten class is getting ready to eat lunch. But first, they say grace.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
St. Helena's appears to have everything a Catholic school should have going for it, a tight-knit community, good student performance, and a growing enrollment. And though St. Helena has struggled to make ends meet over the years, Assistant Principal Pat Durkin says the school's budget this year is balanced.
We will make it, definitely, and we would make it for next year also with a surplus, but somehow they didn't want to believe our numbers.
The problem, according to the Archdiocese, is that St. Helena of the Cross owes a debt of some $400,000, and though Durkin says next year's budget would allow them to begin paying down that debt, church officials nixed the plan and named St. Helena one of 23 schools the Archdiocese will close this June. The news outraged students, parents, staff, and parishioners. The pastor of St. Helena's parish, Father Tom Kaminsky, says it's not just St. Helena's he's mad about.
Holy Name of Mary School is closed. St. Thaddeus School is closed. St. Killian School is closed. St. Leo School and Church is closed.
As a priest in several parishes near here since the early 70s, Kaminsky can name every one of the dozens of neighboring schools in this part of Chicago's South Side that he says the Archdiocese has closed over the last 35 years.
It seems that whenever there are financial problems, the very first thing the church does is go to looks to close schools and churches in the African-American community.
Father Kaminsky says the cumulative effect is that the church ends up alienating the very people it's supposed to serve. Others, too, question the commitment of the Chicago Archdiocese to its mission, given that most of the schools slated to close serve mostly poor, Black, and Hispanic students. But Chicago's Archbishop, Cardinal Francis George, says closing schools is a financial necessity, just as in Brooklyn, Detroit, and many other cities where Catholic student enrollments are spiraling downward. In the past, fewer than a third of students from shuttered Catholic schools in Chicago have gone on to other Catholic schools, as church officials made little effort to retain them. Now, the Chicago Archdiocese is sending out promotional kits with DVDs, informing families what other Catholic schools are near the ones slated to shut their doors. But that may not be enough to soothe some parents' hurt feelings. Back at St. Helena's, parents gathered in the rectory to talk about what to do next.
I have not even begun to look for another school because I have faith in God that he's going to keep the school open.
Nicola Grayson says she and other parents will fight the Archdiocese on its decision, and parents at other schools plan to appeal too. Public school officials in Chicago say they will welcome every Catholic student who will be displaced. Even though some of the closest public schools are already overcrowded, they're considering several options to make room, including leasing some of the closing Catholic schools to create new public schools. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.